USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Private payrolls growing a lot more last month than analysts expected. This morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created, well above the 140,000 that Wall Street was expecting. A town hall focusing on one issue, climate change, held last night. 10 Democratic candidates take part in it, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I see this is our moment. Make that investment in science. Make that investment in research and development.
Frontrunner Joe Biden.
Plans are great, but executing on those plans is a very different thing. It is the existential threat of not this generation, but the whole world.
The town hall sponsored by CNN. Automakers are now promising to add a reminder system by 2025 to nearly all new U.S. vehicles to prevent kids from dying in hot cars. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal investigators still looking into the cause of a tragic boat fire off the coast of Southern California over the weekend, which killed over 30 people. Jennifer Homendy of the NTSB says they're interviewing the surviving captain and crew members, and they're in the process of documenting the wreckage of that vessel.
We've asked for Coast Guard recordings during search and rescue. We've asked for 911 dispatch records, and this is not an exhaustive list. These are examples. Maintenance records, training records, licensing information, operations manuals if they exist, policies and procedures.
The remains of the vessel still roughly 60 feet underwater. The Coast Guard has recovered 33 bodies. A major food processor claims the massive raids on their Mississippi plants by ICE agents were illegal. Koch Foods filing a motion last week claiming Immigration and Customs Enforcement violated the Fourth Amendment by searching and taking data without evidence or probable cause. An ICE spokesman responding to the accusations claiming federal search warrants were signed by a judge. And a new study finds vegetarians may be at a 20% higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat, but the researchers say they have to do more study because the reasons for the findings aren't clear. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.